This is Pastor Emery. Communist Russia has invaded the tiny backward country of Afghanistan with thousands of tanks and with 50,000 to 100,000 troops hauled in on massive six-wheeled military vehicles. They occupied the capital city of Afghanistan and have since killed upwards of 100,000 Afghans and have driven another 500,000 to 1 million into neighboring countries as refugees. Your president and your news media have told you that much. However, there are a few things you have not been told, such as those Russian trucks and those Russian tank motors were built in the massive Kama River factory built with American machinery and American technology and with American money. Nor have you been told that those Russian tanks and trucks invaded Afghanistan on a modern concrete highway built a few years ago from the Afghan capital city to the Russian border. And guess who built that concrete invasion highway up in this desolate, poverty-stricken land where the Afghans don't even have trucks to drive on it? Why, none other than the United States Army Corps of Engineers under President Lyndon Johnson during the Vietnam War. Something else you have not been told, that although your born-again president talks about an embargo of grain and equipment, he has personally approved the continuing shipment of computer automated equipment to the Soviet Union for that same Kama River plant which builds those Russian trucks and those Russian tanks. This has been revealed in congressional testimony since the Russian invasion. Yes, and those Russian trucks and those Russian tanks from that factory are also flowing into Eastern Europe, preparing for the invasion of Western Europe, all of it courtesy of the United States government and your tax money. And you say, Pastor Emery, how can such things be? Well, it could happen if there is a world government above the President of the United States which orders him to do those things and keeps it from the American people. God's Bible prophesies just such an anti-Christian world government called Mystery Babylon in Revelation 17. Is that world government already here? We are going to begin today in the 17th chapter of the book of Revelation in our Bible study on what is Mystery Babylon. I know that many of my listeners have heard various teachings on the 17th and 18th chapters of this book, on this mysterious woman on the red beast, and on when these things will come to pass. We began in Revelation 15 some weeks ago. If you understood what was to happen before her destruction, according to chapters 15 and 16, then you would know that Mystery Babylon the Great was not something which would come upon the earth only after you are gone, but that it would be a great, mysterious, and powerful system which ruled over Christians. In fact, persecuted and killed Christians. The teaching that all living Christians are to be snatched off the earth in what is called the rapture prior to the rise of a world-ruling Antichrist is a most common teaching today, and it is false. If it were true, Mystery Babylon the Great would not now exist, but would be something yet future. Yet we have seen in our study of chapters 15 and 16 such a world control system by those who hate Jesus Christ is already here, just as prophesied by the prophets and recorded in this book of Revelation. Before we begin reading in Revelation 17, I should recap briefly the last events leading up to Revelation 17 as prophesied in the preceding chapters. In Revelation 15, the seven vials of God's wrath are given to the seven angels. In Revelation 16, the seven vials are then poured out upon the earth. And we've seen these are symbolic of the tribulation of the age from Christ's first advent, to the end of this age when he will return. Most of them are already complete, and we are living in the time of the fulfillment of the events of the sixth and the seventh vials. The sixth vial released the three unclean spirits, verse 13 of Revelation 16, to gather the earth to battle of the great day of God Almighty, verse 14, to Armageddon, verse 16, and then in verse 19, we saw the earthquake, or the shaking of the earth, which divided Babylon into three parts just before she was to be destroyed. Last week, I identified those three parts as the present world division into three spheres of influence of the anti-Christians. One, primarily centered in Moscow, ruling Russia and Eastern Europe. One centered in New York City, ruling the Western Hemisphere and Western Europe. And one centered in Peking, China, ruling China, Southeast Asia, and now taking over Africa. Other terms which demonstrate this division of world control into three parts are actually in use today, but most people do not recognize them. One would be communism for Moscow and its satellite nations. The second would be capitalism for the banking and money control system out of New York and other major Western cities in their area of control, which includes our own beloved America. And this second part under capitalism is often called, for propaganda purposes, the free world. That is to make us think we are still free, although some few are beginning to see we are not really free at all, but a strong dictatorship is taking over this nation. The third part of Mystery Babylon has already been named by the news media, surprisingly enough, as the Third World. Sometimes they call them the non-aligned nations or the neutral nations in an attempt to convince their readers that somehow those Third World nations are not under anyone's control. But of course they are. They are as much controlled in their freedoms and trade and war and propaganda as we are. So the world control is here, it is complete, and it is divided into three parts, just as Revelation 16:19 said it would be. In verse 20 I read, "And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found." Last week I explained that to mean that all nations and indigenous populations had lost their right of self-government. Their own government sovereignty and control had been taken away, and they all came under one of the three parts of world-ruling Mystery Babylon. Verse 21, "And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great." This is a rather strange verse. It sounds as if all that God can do about all of this is to cast down chunks of ice from heaven. But remember, these visions are symbolism, and they must fit that which is prophesied by the prophets. And they do. Only one other place in the Bible is the destruction of the enemies of God prophesied to be by hailstones, and that is in Ezekiel 38 and 39. The war and invasion of the nations of Israel by Gog and Magog, which ends with the destruction of the armies of Magog, partially by hail. I may touch on that a little later in this study. Then finally, we come to Revelation 17. John writes in verse 1, "And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters." Now remember, the last half of this verse as we go through all of the rest of Revelation 17 and 18. The angel said, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. John is not describing a vision of mystery Babylon's beginnings and her rise to power over all of the earth. He is describing a vision of her judgment, of her destruction. That is what we read in verse 19 of Revelation 16, that great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. So John will see and describe to us God's wrath upon mystery Babylon. And that wrath will work those things necessary to bring judgment upon her, and that judgment is total destruction. That it is total destruction is testified in chapter 18 in phrases such as this, "And she shall be utterly burned with fire," verse 8. And verse 21, "With violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all." Many people reading Revelation 17 and 18, and not realizing it is not a vision of her beginnings at all, but only of her end, have thought that this great world-ruling system must be yet future. But that is not the case. She is already here. Millions of your brethren have already been killed by mystery Babylon, and more are being killed as the years go by. It is training and equipping the greatest army the world has ever seen in Russia and China for a future invasion of Western Europe and America, and Christians still cannot see that mystery Babylon the Great rules the earth. Revelation 17, verse 2, "With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication." The inhabitants are drunk. When a person is drunk, his brain is foggy, not functioning correctly, and he does things which are wrong even to his own injury. That is a good description of the whole planet. It is drunk with Babylon's wine, with Babylon's false ideologies, teachings, and propaganda. One simple example will suffice to demonstrate the point. God's word, God's ideology, if you please, teaches us that we must execute murderers, homosexuals, rapists, blasphemers, and habitual criminals. God's philosophy or reason for this is given in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy a number of times in phrases such as this, "And all the people shall hear and fear and do no more presumptuously," Deuteronomy 17:13, or Deuteronomy 19:20, where I read, "And those which remain shall hear and fear and shall henceforth commit no more any such evil among you." In other words, if the criminals are punished, the rest of the people will not be criminals. The philosophy with which we are being made drunken, by which we are being put in a stupor or made stupid on this one subject, the punishment of criminals, is that murderers, rapists, and thieves are just victims of their environment, and that we must change the environment. We must blame society, and society must then spend its time and money not in executing the criminal, but in educating him and rehabilitating him. This stupor or drunkenness on our part has now overrun us with criminals. Our whole society is being torn apart and destroyed. What is it from? Well, it is the fornications of Babylon, or the false ideologies of mystery Babylon. We could explore God's laws on other things and find the political and religious voices which guide America are at variance there also, always coming up with means and solutions which are antagonistic to God's laws and which bring confusion upon us. God has economic laws, laws on gold, on usury, on debt. God has laws on marriage, on raising children, on education of those children, on health, on foods, on treatment of diseases, on war. Yes, God has laws on warfare. I dare say that not a handful of new listeners could even write and tell me where they are in the Bible. Anyway, according to verse 2, Babylon has caused the peoples of the world to live and act as if they were drunk. Verse 3, so he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And what those 7 heads are, and the 10 horns, is given a few verses later on. We'll discuss that at great length then, but right now suffice it to say that in verse 9 it says that the 7 heads are 7 mountains, and the 10 horns are 10 kings. Now many have said because of this phrase about the 7 mountains, well, Mystery Babylon is the Roman Catholic Church because Rome is built on 7 hills, or 7 small mountains. And it is true that the headquarters of the Roman Catholic Church is in Rome, and that Rome is built on 7 hills, but there is another city of great importance in the present world Antichrist system, which is also built on 7 hills. And perhaps you did not know that. Let me read from Collier's Magazine, April 28, 1951, from an article titled, This is Moscow Today. Quote, Moscow, showcase of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, sits on a large plain on the banks of the Moscow and Yuzha rivers, which are frozen about 5 months of the year. Out of the plain rise 7 low hills, on the highest of which is the Kremlin, the walled fortress of ancient Moscow, and now the guarded citadel for the Politburo. From the Kremlin comes the Politburo's booming challenge to the Western world, end of quote. Moscow, capital of communist Russia, and headquarters of the vast political and propaganda apparatus which has invaded the Christian West, is a city built on 7 hills. So if you have a preconceived idea that Mystery Babylon the Great can be explained by simply labeling the Roman Catholic Church as Babylon, perhaps you had better give that a little more thought and stay with Pastor Emery for a few weeks as we go through Revelation 17 and 18. Anyway, it is not Mystery Babylon, which is on the 7 mountains. If you read that verse again, you'll see that the 7 horns, which are the 7 mountains, are on the scarlet-colored beast upon which Mystery Babylon sits. Moscow has 7 mountains, Moscow's flag is red or scarlet, and they even call themselves the Reds. So John saw the woman sitting on a red beast, and then in verses 4 through 6, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornications, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, and when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Several things are evident in these verses. She wears purple. She wears scarlet. She is decked or is gilded, as the margin says, with gold and precious stones, and has a golden cup of abominations and fornications. Her biblical name is given, and she has apparently caused the death of so many of the saints that she is drunken with their blood. I'll repeat that which I said a number of times at the beginning of this study. That verse alone, verse 6 of Revelation 17, is enough to prove this is no great Antichrist ruling over the earth after the Christians are snatched off to heaven. Mystery Babylon could not be drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus, if all she can persecute and kill is unbelievers and the heathen, who are the only ones supposedly left for her to rule according to the rapture teachers. Most men who preach the pre-tribulation rapture of the church tell you that all of the book of Revelation after chapter 6 is completed after the rapture. And they read chapter 7 about the sealing of the 144,000 of the tribes of the children of Israel, and they say, oh, see, that is going to happen to the Jews during the great tribulation while you Christians are all in heaven. But here we are reading chapter 16 and 17 of Revelation, and we find in them described things that are happening in the earth now, long after chapter 6, where their so-called rapture is to take place. Some say after chapter 4, some say after chapter 6, but they all say before chapter 7 because they say the 144,000 are Jews who come out of tribulation. Of course, a good part of their error is in their thinking that the Jews are the Israel people, and that we so-called Gentiles are just some heathen race, a few of whom have found Christ and have become Christians. No, my friends, we are the Israel people. God is dealing with us. We are fulfilling the prophecies to Israel, and we are the people who will be delivered in the day of God's wrath upon Mystery Babylon. My time is about up. We'll continue in Revelation 17 next week, God willing. And you should read Jeremiah chapter 49 through chapter 51. That is a prophecy paralleling Revelation 17 and 18. Until next week when I return, God willing, this is Pastor Emery saying goodbye. God bless you, read your Bibles, and pray for Christian America.